Welcome back to hour two of Blues from the Iron Range. Glad to see you all made it back here on the, they used to say on the flip side of the show, but hour two of a show that we have no idea how long it's going to be and where things are going to go. I'm just playing a lot of favorite blues records for you here on this show. Will it become a regular thing? I have no idea. It certainly won't become a random length program. I can guarantee you that much. A lot of blues records to play in the next hour. I got Lightnin' Hopkins. I got the Yardbirds. I have Aerosmith. I have Stevie Ray Vaughan. I have Ryan and the Delrays. I have the Lamont Cranston Band, and a bunch of other stuff that I can't quite see right at this moment immediately with my eyeballs, but that's the way it goes. Let's start this hour out with a scratchy old Yardbirds album, huh? That's the New York City Blues.
Foot 8. I said, I want you to love me. She said, wow, man, that'd be great. So, I got long hair, but she took me back to see her pad.
There you go, Yardbirds there, New York City Blues, here on Blues from the Iron Range, in case you just joined in and you're like, what the heck am I listening to and where's that good music coming from? It's coming from northern Minnesota up here on the Iron Range. We call it that because they do iron ore mining up here. They make steel out of it. They build cars and bridges and stuff. So yeah, that's what we're doing. Now, I just played that record. Now we got to come out with that with something rocking. And No, that's not going to work out because that's not what I loaded up to play on the other machine over here. So we when it's the blues, man, you gotta go, you gotta roll with it. I'm telling you, I had asked a bunch of friends of mine. I said, "You tell me your top five favorite blues songs of all time." See what they came up with. And even though not always know everybody's number one, by the time you added it up and I went through all the numbers, this Stevie Ray Vaughan tune came out as the top blues song of my friends. So I thought we would just go ahead and play it. And you can't argue that this is not a fantastic record. It's Texas Flood, baby. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan on Blues from the Iron Range.
sunshine every day.
I got Stevie Ray Vaughan flooding down in Texas here on Blues from the Iron Range. First ever episode, maybe the only ever episode of this blues song from up here in northern Minnesota. And I've got to step it up here because I've got sitting on the turntable a couple of more really slow, gut-wrenching blues songs. This David Bromberg thing I have coming up is just going to, you talk about tearing your heart out, man. You thought Six Strings Down was a tough one. Wait till you hear this one. I got Howlin' Wolf sitting over here, too. But you know, it was just a few months ago. Maybe it's been a year now. Time goes so fast. The Rolling Stones did a new album. It's a double album. Got it on vinyl, actually. It's all blues tunes. It's all blues covers Rolling Stones did. What happened is Rolling Stones, they would go into the studio to make an album. And to warm up, they would always jam out with some old blues tunes. And this last time around, the engineer was like, you know, that's pretty good. Why don't we just roll tape and you could just do an album? So that's literally what they did. They rolled it and they just jammed out these tunes. And the whole double album was done live in the studio. There's no overdubs. There's no fixing it or anything. It's raw Rolling Stones in the studio. And it's a great double album set. And I thought, yeah, we'll grab one of those. That'll liven things up a little bit, shall we? And, of course, the song sounds like it's going to be all sad and everything, but it is Rolling Stones, and they're rocking out pretty good from that new Blue and Lonesome album. I'm sure you can get it on a CD, but I bought it on an album anyway. Rolling Stones right here doing some great blues stuff for you here on Blues from the Iron Range. There, Blue and Lonesome off their new album, Blue and Lonesome. And I was—I promised you a rocker there, and I totally forgot that that was not a rocker. But anyway, it was the Rolling Stones, so I was right on that point. But, you know, now they're not the only contemporary modern-day band that thought, hey, we could probably do a blues album since we know those three chords. Aerosmith did the same thing a few years ago with another real rock and blues album. With everything from the slow blues to the rock and stuff. It's called Honkin' on Bobo, and this is the first track off of that Aerosmith album. And this one will rock you a little bit, so I advise that you turn it up as loud as you possibly can and enjoy some Aerosmith here on Blues from the Iron Range.
Gentlemen, step right up! Let's go see the elephant! We're on the road!
Smith there. I'm a roadrunner, baby. You know, I don't always listen to the blues, but when I do, my neighbors do too. Sitting here in my little room, got this baby cranked, I'm telling you. Aerosmith here on Blues from the Iron Range, the first ever installment, probably only ever installment of this blues show. And now for something completely different. And I've been looking forward to playing this record ever since I thought, you know, I could do a blues show once and see what happens. David Bromberg is a walking, living catalog of Americana. David Bromberg and his band, whether you want to hear rock and roll or blues or bluegrass or country or funk, whatever you want to hear, David Bromberg and the band does it. He's just, he's an amazing thing to watch on stage. I saw him on stage back in like 1977, I think it was. I could be a little fuzzy there. You know why. But I bought every David Bromberg record I could get my hands on. And I memorized darn near every David Bromberg song, including this one. And I want you to pay special attention to the ending of this song. And this is kind of a long song, so you got to stick through it, man. You got to hang in there, baby. Turn your radios up and pay attention to the story, because there's a lot of pain and suffering in this song with an ending that will totally knock your socks off. I'm telling you right now. Are you ready? I want to make sure you're ready. See, I feel like I'm on a stage and I'm waiting to hear you bell back. Yeah, you know, like they do. But anyway, David Bromberg, this is called I Will Not Be Your Fool. I'm telling you now, turn it way up.
You fight me for the last time. Hey, you finally went and broke my only rule. It's the last time. Oh, you went and finally broke my golden rule. I'll be your lover, your friend, darling. I'll be goddamn if I'm ever gonna be a fool. I will be there when you need me, baby. But I don't wanna be your toy. Listen here. If a plaything is all you want before you can get up, go out and get yourself another boy, because I took that Claire. I graduated Phi Beta goddamn Kappa from that school. I'll be your lover or your friend, darling. But I'll never, ever, ever gonna be your fool. Hey, I gave you all I had to give, honey. You know, I sincerely tried to keep you satisfied. Give you everything I own. I truly tried to keep you satisfied. I gave you all my heart, my love, my car, my money, my house, my children. The least you could have done was let me keep one small tiny shred of my pride. All day, and I would love you all night. I swore and promised to stand beside you, baby. When you're wrong, yeah, when you're right. But look here, sugar lips, there's one thing that in this life I'll never ever do for you. Be your lover or your friend, darling. Yes, I will. But I refuse to be your fool. Thank you.
I want you to understand that this is one time when you finally lost your bet. Over now. You're gambling with my love. Oh, and this time you lost the bet. Hey, look, in it. Any man dumb enough to hang around for the kind of stuff you hand out would deserve every low kick, rotten lick, dirty trick you and I both know that he'd get. I know you just cooked up this mess to find out exactly how long you could keep me stuck in it. Pick up your telephone, dial information, ask for the time. You can calculate it to the last goddamn minute. Now look, you did not have the height, my baby. Oh, you did not need to be that cruel. I'll be your lover, your friend, darling. I'll be God. I'm 6 feet underground, dead in my grave, buried and long forgot. I'll be so long gone and forgot that my flesh will have turned and returned to the nutrients and elements and the molecules from which it originated. I mean to say that the genus and species of worms that used to crawl in and out of the sockets of my eyelid holes will vanish from the face of the earth. I mean to say I'll see the earth leave its orbit. I'll wear the rings of Saturn for a ring around my little pinky. I'll let your sister marry a Venusian. I will see you dead. I'll see your lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see his lover dead. I'll see that faggot dead. I'll see everyone you ever knew, loved, touched, stood next to, heard of, smelled, felt, dreamed about in your life or any of your descendants' life, down to 168th person, roasted and tortured in hell for 1 billion trillion years, 16 eternities, 27 forevers, 11,000 years after that before I will be your fool.
Now that is Man with the Blues. David Bromberg there, and I will not be your fool here on Blues from the Iron Range. First ever edition of the show, probably the only ever edition of the show, so I hope you're having fun with it. We have got to play. I don't know if we're doing another hour. I'm just going to play till I run out of records that I grabbed. We've got to get my son in here, though, because, hey, it's my show, and I can do whatever I want. My son started playing blues when he was like a little tiny kid. He's like 8 years old playing the blues and front of the blues trio for quite a few years. Still plays, but not he's not a hardcore blues band anymore. In 2002, we started recording this album that he put out that was financed by me. Yeah, that's how that always goes when you're the parent. I started my own record label to put it out. We started our own publishing company and the whole darn thing, which kind of launched a whole nother can of worms. So I got to play one of his songs. And normally I would play this is not an original. This is an old Brownie McGee tune from back in the 40s. And except that my son kind of rewrote it, totally changed the feel of it, changed the tempo and the style, and kind of turned it into his own thing. And it's a great song. It's got some great guitar playing. And I wanted to play something snappy after that David Bromberg bit there, because I got some real sad stuff on here. But I thought this one's kind of a snappy little number, but nonetheless got the blues going here. Three-piece band. His friend Kevin's on the drums. The bass player is the bass player from the Lamont Cranston Blues Band. They're out of Chicago the last bunch of years, but they originated in Minneapolis back in the 70s. And we hired their bass player to play on this album for us. Anyway, old Brownie McGee tune done up by my little boy. He was just 17 when we made this record back in 2002. He's not 17 anymore, and he'd probably be embarrassed if he knew I was playing this or somebody else was going to hear it. Anyway, this is called Cross Cut Saw. That's my boy singing and playing the guitar. So show him a round of applause. Huh? We'll be right back.
it's all. Go on and dream across your lumps. Yes, I'm a cross-cut saw. Go on and drag me across your logs. I'll cut your wood so easy for you. You can't help but say hot dog. Some call me woodcutting Sam, some call me woodchopping Jim. The last girl I cut wood for, yeah, she wants me back again. I'm a cross-cut saw. Go on and drag me across your logs. I'll cut your wood so easy for you. You can't help but say hot dog. Let's cut some wood.
Delrays and Crosscut Saw here on Blues from the Iron Range. First ever installment of the show. Maybe the only ever installment of the show. That's my little boy doing that record back in 2002 when he was 17 years old. And fun record, fun CD. If you'd like to buy a copy, by the way, we have a bunch of them. And I have no idea how we could possibly sell you one. If you were to visit KebsRadio.com and contact us, I'm sure. $5 we'll mail one to you. I don't care. Anyway, we got to continue here. Play more blues. I'm going to finish out this hour for sure. And then we'll see how it's looking by the time we get a little further into the hour. Jimmy Vaughn, one of my favorites. Stevie's brother. Of course. In fact, Jimmy taught Stevie how to play guitar, and then look what happened, you know. But I always kind of like Jimmy's style a little better. He's got kind of a different kind of picking thing. And the music just seems a little more open and a little more free. We saw Jimmy Vaughn in concert at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. Shoot, that's probably been 20 years ago now, too. And it was a great show. It's weird to me because he didn't have a bass player. Guys doing a live show, no bass player. He had a guy on a Hammond B3 organ, though, who played the organ riffs and played the bass line on the organ, which was very cool. Anyway, at that show, they did Motorhead Baby, which I love that song. In fact, if you were to go to YouTube and type in Jimmy Vaughn, Motorhead Baby, Clear Lake, Iowa, or Surf Ballroom, you will see the YouTube video that I shot of Jimmy doing this way back when digital movie cameras were not very good. Anyway, I'm not playing that, by the way. I'm playing the actual version off Jimmy's CD. It was off of his Out There CD. I don't know. I just love this song. It's not a Jimmy Vaughn original or anything like that. It's been done by a lot of people over many decades, and everybody who does it kind of updates the lyrics a little bit, you know, to fit modern days. But I just always thought this was a great song. So let's do it, huh? That's Stevie's brother, Jimmy. Yeah. This is Motorhead Baby here on Blues from the Iron Range.
I said, Motorhead Baby, she wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. She wants to ride in a Cadillac, in a Buick, with a smile. Take a Ford off. Chevrolet. Must be the latest style. Yes, if you drive, drive, baby, slow. That's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of Corvette 98. Come on, baby, let's fly.
Motorhead Baby here on Blues from the Iron Range. First ever installment of the show there. And, you know, there's other Jimmy Vaughn records we could have played that were a lot better known. But if I was just going to play all the stuff everybody knew, what would be the point? You've all heard it before. Look at that! By golly, it's a Chess record from Howlin' Wolf sitting here on the turntable. Given that situation, we should probably play it. This is called Mary Sue.
Mary Sue. Well, I'm going home. I'm gonna find Miss Mary Sue. I'm crazy about that woman, 'cause she knows what to do. Well, everybody knows she's all right with me. Yeah. She's all right with me. I'm just crazy about the woman. She knows what to do. baby Susan. Oh, you good looking women, don't be laughing at Mary Sue. The woman got short hair, but she knows what to do.
There you go, Howlin' Wolf and Mary Sue here on Blues from the Iron Range. Just playing my favorite blues records and hoping you're enjoying the ride anyway. I've decided that I need to take it upon myself to play another David Bromberg record. I do. I have no choice because it's another great song. You know the song Kansas City, recorded by a lot of people. Big hit for Wilbert Harrison back in, I think, 59. Does that sound right? You know, going to Kansas City, here I come. It's also a good song for two-stepping if you're roller skating, by the way. But we won't get into that. But David Bromberg did it, and he did it with a little more attitude than your typical, and unlike the previous record that we had, which was a live recording, David Bromberg and the band at the studio and their version of Kansas City. And you gotta love this record, man. Here we go. I guess it is live, but it's the whole band anyway. Check it out, because this is... He kicks it, man.
You know, I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Kansas City. Yes, in Kansas City, here I come. You know, they got some funky smelling women. And I want to get me one of them. You'll find me standing on a corner, pay up 12th Street and Vine. On a corner, yeah, off 12th Street and Vine. With a little Kansas City hippie and a bunny, cheap rat got Kansas City wine. Take a train and I might catch a plane. If I have to walk, some crawl or hitch, I swear I'll get there just the same. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I hear they got some funky smelling women there, and your boy wants to get him one. They don't like me because I like to speak my mind. Kansas City men don't like me, people, because I have to speak my mind. Yeah, but there's one or two women that are wild about me because I know how to take my time. You know, my daddy was no jockey. Oh, but he told me how to ride. No jacket. Y'all might have told me how to ride. He said you gotta slide down slow in the middle, rock from side to side. Might take a train, might catch a plane. If I have to do a goddamn boogaloo, I swear I'll get there just the same. I go to Kansas City, and Kansas City, here I come. say I got some funky smelling women. And your boy wants to get him one.
Back from his 1974 album, Wanted Dead or Alive, David Bromberg, and Kansas City, going to get there even if he's got to do a boogaloo, I guess. So there you go, here on Blues from the Iron Range, first ever installment of a show that may only have one installment. But I've decided we're wrapping this baby up at 2 hours, because I've got a mess in here. There's records all over the place, and I'm going to get buried if I keep this up. But in the meantime, I still got Lightnin' Hopkins to get in here. Who else do I have ready to go? I have Roy Milton and his Solid Senders to get in here, and if we're going to wrap this baby up in 2 hours, which is closing in on us pretty fast, and I want to get in one more message from our fine sponsor, the folks at Krepko, where they say, if you'll buy this, you'll buy anything.
Oh, listen to his voice. I hope he grows up to be another singer like Frank Sinatra.
I hope he's going to be another Albert Einstein.
Gee.
Say, why leave important matters like heredity to chance? Well, now you don't have to. If you buy Krepko's amazing in-home gene splicer from Krepko, yes, determine the sex, size, and personality of your next child in minutes instead of months. Here's what you get. The Krepko Chromosome Spice of Life Rack, featuring 25 tubes of real designer genes. Yes, it's that slimy goo that makes you you. Pick from brown eyes, blue eyes, boxers, ballerinas, big ears, or big what have you. Never fear, you're the genetic engineer. With the amazing Krepko in-home gene splicer from Krepko. Yes, for just $29.99, $95.99, this could be you.
E equals MC squared. How about you?
My boy, the singer.
My son, the scientist.
That's right. Create your own Frank Einstein with the amazing Krepko in-home gene splicer by Krepko. Get one for your dog, too. Remember, at Krepko, we always say, if you buy this, you'll buy anything.
All right, the good folks at Krepko bringing you Blues from the Iron Range, and let's roll it. Lightnin' Hopkins sitting here on the turntable. This is called Mojo Hand.
I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. I woke up this morning, I was wondering, what in the world am I gonna do? I lay down thinking, buy me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, buy me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She'll make a fool about her, a body that a fool can be. Woman act funny when she got another man. Can a woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you. This is always raising sin. Tomorrow, but I won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
There you go, Lightnin' Hopkins, Mojo Hand, here on Blues from the Iron Range, first ever installment of a show that may be the only ever installment, all right? We're going to jam a few more records in here. I told you we wrap after 2 hours. We may go a little over. I keep finding more records I got to play. Roy Milton and his Solid Senders up next. This is, I got to find the right button for the right gizmo here. Ah, too many buttons. This is called the Information Blues.
Yes, when your left eye jumps and your flesh begins to crawl, you can bet your bottom dollar now the mule's kicking in your stall. No, you can never tell what's on your woman's mind. No, you can never tell what's on your woman's mind. She can be hugging you and kissing you, queen you all the time. But if she flags my train, I'm sure gonna let her ride.
Milton and his Solid Senders, the Information Blues, here on Blues from the Iron Range. One more group I got to get into the show this week. And not really a group. He's a guy who's a group, if you can imagine that. He's a guy who's a group. Robert One Man Johnson. I saw him play back in the Minneapolis back in the mid-70s. And he's a whole band by himself. He plays a guitar. He plays a hi-hat cymbal with one foot. He's got a harmonica hanging around his neck. And he's got a thing he built himself called, he calls it 13-string foot piano, that he plays with his left foot that plays like the bass line and kind of gives him a little more rhythm. It's kind of a combination bass instrument, rhythm instrument. And he did an album back in the 70s that I still have. He's still playing, for Pete's sake. I just looked him up online. He's got a radio special thing. He's got a new CD out. I'm like, you're kidding. This guy's making a living as a one-man band, which is great because you never have to worry about the band breaking up, you know. But I grabbed one of the tracks off of his album here, and I love it. It's the 54 Chevrolet Panel Truck Blues. And that's what's on the cover of the album, though, actually, is a 54 Chevrolet panel truck. And you can see that he's loading all his equipment into it for just himself. It's just a one-man band, I'm telling you. But it's a great thing here. And as soon as I find the right button, there we go, we'll hear him do the tune for us.
I said, hey, babe, I wanna take you for a ride in my Chevrolet. I gotta sing a little song, got something that I wanna say. It's got a little six engine, that's all she's got, but we could rev it right up, honey, make it get hot. I said, hey, I wanna take you for a ride in my Chevrolet.
Now listen to me, baby, here's another thing that I wanna say. It's got four on the floor, but it ain't very fast. Probably uses more oil than it uses gas. But hey, I wanna take it for a ride in my Chevrolet. Now listen to me, baby, here's another thing that I wanna say. I wanna tell you something, darling. If you know what I mean, it's a fine place for romance without being seen. I said, hey, I wanna take you for a ride in my Chevrolet. Listen to me, baby, here's the last thing that I'm gonna say. Last thing I'm gonna tell you, darling, is hey, 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 hey. I said,
well, that did not translate with the audio fidelity that I was expecting, but that is Robert One Man Johnson and the 54 Chevrolet Panel Truck Blues, and that will put the wraps on this sucker, the first ever edition of Blues from the Iron Range, and beautiful Iron Range, Minnesota, down here in the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, and we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to go out on an instrumental from my son, because why not? We can do it. This is from his album. He's 17, and he's playing this thing, man. We'll go out with Scuttlebutton, and I hope you have enjoyed this first ever and probably only ever installment of Blues from the Iron Range. This is Ryan and the Delrays taking us home.